Some governors might have given in, but I never did. They were all there, protesting as usual. To be honest, if they hadn't, I'd have been disappointed. Winding them up, it was all too easy. They took everything so seriously. By Quirinus, Jerusalem. We were all outdoing each other down at the fortress, trying to see who could come up with the craziest idea. Well, there was nothing else to do. Bringing our standards into the temple, that was one of mine. All right, so I went a bit far, but you never know where the line is till you cross it. That's part of the fun. Anyway, I always knew what would set him off. You never heard such screaming and shouting, but I loved it. I planned the whole thing. Best thing about it was my men were among them right at that moment, wearing civvies over their armour. Sergius came up with that. Nice one. Still, that's Jerusalem for you. Rule number one, nothing is what it seems. Anyway, I give the lads time to get alongside the ringleaders, and when they're all in position, I give the signal. You see, I know what it means to have power, and I wasn't afraid to use it. They didn't know what hit 'em. Got a bit messy, people getting trampled and all. We had to keep it out of dispatches. That's rule number two, by the way. Always keep one step ahead of the crowd. And by Juno, I needed to. They were a slippery bunch, especially the leaders. They didn't need their holy books. They needed to know who was boss. The boys said there wasn't even a god in their temple, so what was that all about? Sure, it was promotion, but I didn't want to be there. Little games, they passed the time. I wanted to do bigger things. As for Jesus, that man followed me around everywhere. Not literally, of course. I mean, Palestine was crazy, but even there, the dead stayed dead. Nah, it was years ago. But people still keep asking me questions about it, as if I'd know. But I've been in the army long enough to know there are some things that just stick to you, even though they weren't important at the time. I don't know what more I can say. Claudia, she'd remember. She was obsessed with him. And that was all I needed. I should have left her in Rome. Anyway, my second-in-command comes up footing it, says, "It's Caiaphas and his priests, sir. They want to see you." I thought, this could be interesting. But, and see, this was typical. Even though they wanted my help, they wouldn't come and see me. Oh, no, I had to go and see them. Of course, they said it was because of their purity laws, but it was just another power game. It went on all the time. I enjoyed the high priest asking me for help. I think I was a little deaf that day, but whatever he wanted, the answer was going to be no. Turns out they wanted me to adjudicate on one of their own people. "Yawn," I said. "Well, take him yourselves and judge him according to your own law, Juno." Well, then they had to admit that wasn't enough. They wanted me to do it, because I was the only one with authority to put this man to death. Did I say they were arrogant? I am the representative of Caesar Tiberius, cum potestate, with absolute power to decide whatever way I thought fit. And here they were telling me what to do, and what the sentence was. Unbelievable! What did they think I was, some bloody rubber stamp? I might have left them. But almost out of curiosity, I said, "What's he done?" They said, "This man has been stirring up the nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Aha. The game had started. They were forcing me into it. They knew I didn't want to help, and they also knew I couldn't ignore a charge of rebellion. We understood each other pretty well. Oh, yeah. We had to set the trial very quickly. Dawn next day. Wouldn't you know, it was another religious festival. I hated having to dance to their tune. There was nothing I could do about it, so I started the day in a bad mood. It was then I had my first good look at him. I wasn't impressed. Didn't help that he'd obviously been roughed up by the priests the night before. Still, that's how power works. I do it to them, and they just pass it along. To tell you the truth, I wasn't paying him much attention. I was too busy keeping an eye on what those priests were doing. I could see them putting their own people among the crowd. I mean, learn from the best, why don't you? I was told the prisoner had called the priests sons of the devil, so I thought, well, we agree on something. But I wasn't really interested in him. I just wasn't going to give those illegitimate what they wanted. And then things went weird on me, as they always did in Jerusalem. Even Claudia was acting up more than usual. takes it into her head to send me a note in front of everyone. All eyes on me as I open this scrap of parchment. She writes, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." Jerusalem fever. It happened to people. They start going native. Still, nothing worship of the old Roman gods wouldn't cure. That's why I got down to Caesarea when I could. Nothing like a good sea breeze to clear the head. Dreams. Soothsayers. No idea how to run a peacekeeping force. The only reason I was in Jerusalem that week was to hang out with Herod. I wasn't all that struck on him at first. He was into all sorts, but I respected him. He knew how to play the game, and we even became friends. He was the official king of the Jews, and as long as he did what he was told, he'd stay that way. Turns out the other guy thought he was the king of the Jews as well. In civvies, I suppose. I had to nail him down on that particular point, and I did that to people. Don't remember the record in a day, but it was a lot. We're talking vermin. It was just the two of us in the colonnade. There was a bird flying about in the courtyard, I remember. A dove. Flew in from the temple, probably. He kept his eyes on it. I thought he was giving it more attention than he was me, and I got pretty annoyed, so I put it to him straight. I said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" I mean, he hadn't said a word. I thought he wasn't going to speak to me at all, just like the rest of them who couldn't or wouldn't recognise my authority. When, guess what, he discovers the power of speech. And he says, "My kingdom is not of this world." What was he talking about? Either he had power or he didn't. And what's the point of having power if you're not going to use it? But I couldn't just let him go. He'd been accused of treason. If I'd put him back on the streets, they'd have said I was siding with terrorists. You've always got to stay one step ahead of the crowd. Naturally, I had him flogged. That's not what you think it is. We make the whips out of metal and bone. When they go in deep. And when they come out, they take your flesh with it. The fellas brought him back, eventually. They'd gone a bit mad with the muscle. He could hardly stand. But hey, I'm not going to criticise my boys. They had to deal with a lot of aggro every day. I never told them to do it, but some of them must have thought it was payback time. They were just passing it on. I suppose my mistake was to underestimate just how much they hated him. The priests, I mean. I thought, if they could see how he'd been punished, that I'd taken the charges seriously, we could have called it quits. But they weren't having any of it. It was then I had my brainwave, or so it seemed at the time. People were always telling me I should be more diplomatic. Try and find a middle way, and for once I thought I was doing it. I thought, well, rather than punish him or release him, the people could vote on an amnesty. The Privilegium Paschale, we called it, came around every year, at that time of year, in fact. And just to make sure it went my way, I put the worst person I could think of, Barabbas, up against him. By horror, he was vile. Took four of my soldiers just to hold him. And it was round about this time I was starting to wonder why Caiaphas wasn't kicking off as usual. He seemed to be taking it all well. A bit too well. And it was only then I saw what the priests and their gang had been doing in the crowd. They'd been stirring them up. And now they were going to vote for Barabbas. And there was nothing I could do. I couldn't go against the crowd. If I had, I'd have been done for. Claudia said I had a choice, but I didn't. I did the only thing I could. I called for a bowl of water, and I washed my hands of the case. I never actually said he was guilty, you know. Never said the words. I just wrote out the titulus, the King of the Jews. An inspired touch, they tell me. Well, yes, it worked, politically. The prisoner had told me he was a king, so he couldn't complain. And I could tell the emperor I'd put his rival to death. Best of all, it showed the priest who was boss, because, of course, he was no king of theirs. It wasn't long before they were beating a track to my door, complaining. Don't say that he was the king of the Jews, only that he claimed to be the king of the Jews. But I said, what I have written, I have written. Take that and stuff it up your Torah. Sometimes, when I'm washing my face in the morning, it all comes back to me. That crowd, that worm of a man standing before me. And then the houseboy gives a cough, and I realise I've been washing my damned hands for ages. All right, so it was the wrong decision. I knew that at the time. Barabbas was the greater danger, and I let him go. Jesus wasn't a physical threat, not to Rome anyway. That was my point. I shouted at the crowd over and over again, "Tell me, what evil has he done?" But I couldn't prove his innocence, and Jesus wasn't giving me any help at all. Anyone would think he wanted it, that he wanted what I was going to do. Like I said, I didn't understand any of it. So don't even ask about the rest. This is Jerusalem we're talking about. The darkness at noon, the earthquake, the damage it caused. My men had to spend the rest of the day putting out fires. Claudia had that "I told you so" look, and that didn't help. We didn't talk for a long time. I said, I gave him a chance and he didn't take it. What more could I have done? But we both knew there was another way. I could have released him, but that would have been crazy. I'd have lost my authority and Caiaphas would have won. Whatever happened, I wasn't going to give him that. So I gave him Jesus. I didn't want to, but I stayed in charge. That was the right outcome. It was right for me to stay in charge, because otherwise there'd have only been more chaos. I had to stay strong for the people, to keep them in order. They wouldn't admit it, but they needed me. Look what happened the one time I gave them a choice. They chose Barabbas. So I had to stay in charge. Because if I wasn't in charge, it would have been the priests or the mob, and that would have been far worse. We brought civilization after all. But do you know the weirdest thing? I put hundreds of people to death and never gave any of them a second thought. I can't remember any of their faces. They're just leaves blowing in the wind. I don't know what it is about this man that made him stick in the mind. I don't know why I remember what he looked like. Maybe it was because he was so unimpressed by my authority. Maybe that's what it was. Even though in the end I showed him what I could do to him, I said, "Don't you realise I have the power to free you or to crucify you?" I actually used the word. And he replied, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." It was the last thing I expected to feel, that I was being judged. The emperor's died. I'm heading back to Rome, doing a bit of reading. Never had time before. One of our philosophers says that if a man gets up in the morning and goes to bed at night and in between does what he wants to do, then he is happy. There were times I'd swear, just looking at him, that despite all the blood and the pain, that this man was actually happy. Things were going the way he wanted them to, even when everything was slipping away from me. As if the world had turned, and he was the man in power, and I was the one who was powerless. For a moment, just for a moment, I sensed power, but I turned away.